Well, Sally Mogul, bring on the new year with my fried chicken. I got Luca Mira here. I'm going to cheer him up with January blues. Isn't that right, Luca? Luca, come on, let's go and have some fried chicken down here. And Sally, where is everybody? Honey, there's no one, no one, no one is in this place. Did La Vista Restaurant decide to name their porridge Philadelphia again? Everyone's going over there because of that old scam.
I don't think so.
Well, honey, no one is literally in this establishment. And there's usually a hustle and bustle of people around here. Like Megan would usually be there claiming she knows everything because she's what Grey's Anatomy. Eric Auckland might be running around trying to defend Canada for its life, honey. Yeah, and Wilma Timber going up our latest soap with a political junkie now sitting in. Who knows what she'll be talking about. So where are the people at? Where are the men?
Well, here's one, honey, Prescott. And this one's not impressed.
Oh, Donny Swabby, how are you?
Sally, how could you?
Listen, I thought her chili this Christmas was really good. I wouldn't have been going on like that.
I was having a private conversation with Kevin Davis, okay? We were having a counselling meeting, which just so happened to happen in your cafe. And then what do I next see? Myself all on the pages of that wretched magazine. Talking about how I want to be with Courtney Chicago. That information was private. You shouldn't have divulged those information, but there you go. Ugh.
I did on it. Oh, Donny! Oh, he's gone. I'm confused. Ain't Donny, like, really a lot younger than Courtney Chicago? And Courtney Chicago was the trigger... Well, she wasn't the trigger miss. Her husband, Roger Chicago, was the trigger miss, love. I'm not sure that's an appropriate relationship he should be going to, but I'm sure Kevin was advising.
I have no idea what that was about. Oh, we got someone else.
Listen, if you're gonna put my name on it, Sally Mogul, make sure you get your info right, okay? I am not dating, nor have I ever dated, that Rob Paul. That's ultraviolet, not me, Violet who? I don't even live in this stupid little town anymore.
Oh, I will remember a few months ago they were talking about that down at the hairdressers. About Rob Paul and that 5 o'clock shadow, whatever, love. And they kept on saying, apparently, they were Violet who, but now, well, there's a correction if ever there was one, yeah.
Why is she coming to me, though?
I don't know.
Sally Mogul, how can you live yourself putting such things that you do around town? What's going on, Captain Stevens? My relationship with Courtney Chicago is of an entire private matter, okay, my feelings, and yet they were broadcast for all the world to see thanks to you and your silly little rag.
Oh, in Groundhog Day, did Captain Stevens just basically say the same thing that Donny Schwabe did?
Sally, what is going on here?
That's what I want to know, Daisy. Oh, nice to see you, by the way.
Nice to see you, love. I'm here on business, okay? There has been a leak at the hairdressers.
A leak, love? Honey, you better call Rachel Sorrell. You know she does good with the plumbing and all that sort of thing. You better call Speed down right now.
Honey, I don't mean that sort of leak. I need an information leak, like a WikiLeaks. And honey, I blame this buffoon right here. Why are you blaming me? I have nothing to do. Then honey, why have you literally got a paper with your name on it saying all this stuff? Which honey, I have been talking to people in confidence when they're down at hairdressers. And the information that keeps flying out isn't even exactly accurate whatsoever. I mean, if you're gonna print it, at least get your facts straight.
Oh, like Violet who? It wasn't Violet who, by the way, Daisy. It was ultraviolet that in one ball.
Oh. Well, thank you for that question, child. What is the meaning of this, okay? My relationship in regards to Courtney Chicago has nothing to do with you and your silly little paper.
Oh, hi, John Perry. Oh, we're just repeating ourselves again, yeah.
Listen, I do not want any more of that or I will sue you, okay? It's of no concern to you whether or not that's the case, regardless of the fact that I might be with or with not Katie Terry, depending on the day, okay? Thanks.
Oh, he's off now, so... Let me get it straight. Courtney Chicago, who split up with Roger Chicago for being a trigamist, now has three men vying for attention. Donny Schwabe, Captain Steven, and John Perry, who is or is not dating Katie Terry? Well, I mean, if people don't want me to know their business, they should stop keep coming up and telling me about it.
So, Sally, I have no idea what on...
No. Well, Hanita, look, the paper says right here.
Oh, hello, Sally Mogul. Oh, dear niece. And Daisy, looks like you've been looking at my paper. I hope you bought a copy. Oh, let me tell you. There's slug gossip and there's quality gossip, and I always deal in the latter. Better take my seat today and see what else I can find.
Wait. Auntie, Michelle, are you responsible for all of this?
Oh, Sally Mook, you haven't realised why no one comes to your establishment in January. It's because I am here scouting for a news story or gossip, and I always do it. Now, it's always quite a dry in January, not only because people aren't drinking for dry January, but also because all this Christmas been going on in the gatherings and people seem to not be in the first space. So I usually go for the local gossip to make sure to make up for things. So that's why I'm here. And that's what I'm doing now to make sure I can get that search information. Because I don't want slug gossip, I want quality gossip.
Well, honey, your gossip hasn't been right. You've been taking stuff from us and you've been saying, spreading some rumours which are not true at all.
Well, whatever. Hedda Hopper in our time had to do with a few false claims and all, but overall, I'm doing really good, and I am way better than the Keller's aunt.
The Keller's aunt?
Yeah, honey, James Keller's, you know, the Keller boy's aunt. Literally called the Keller's aunt, is her wife or love. And I think they printed a retraction that someone labeled James Keller as a fireman, and he was a bit offended because he was trying to be a fireman, but wasn't a fireman. His wife, Laura Wilson, though, is a firewoman.
Well, Michelle, I think your comparison to Hedda Hopper is a bit interesting.
Oh, you think so, Luca?
I do, yeah, because with your frame and figure, I felt you were more of a Luella Parsons kind of girl.
Have you not seen my hat? I am not that fat. My hat is my brand, not my fatness.
Although, honey, if they printed the news story that you were fat on the paper, they couldn't be cited for libel because it's the truth.
Well, Sally Moore was fat too.
Hey, I wasn't in this conversation. You got to apologize to everyone, Auntie, because everyone now thinks I'm spreading their rumors and I'm the leak, when in fact it's you. Well, honey, it did take your sweet time to realize where the leak came from.
I'm telling you to go wait your sweat.
I'm not talking about that leak, Nanny Prescott.
Okay. Listen, I'm not the only one who scouts information. I have my eyes and ears. Karen Carlton has been perfect for my brand and for the information she gets. Let's see what she got from that Donnie Schwabi.
Oh, boy. Karen's involved in this?
Well, of course. See, those are coming and goings.
Well, Auntie, this is very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. And this could harm my cafe's reputation. Not to mention my hairdressers.
Michelle, I think it might be a good idea you join us at church tomorrow, Kevin Davis, child.
What makes you think I need church?
Well, think of all the gossip you can get out of it.
Oh, that's a good idea, man. Karen Collington's there. Oh, Nanny Prescott.
Who needs a nice one in a cafe when you have the church for all your gossip needs? Good idea.
Well, Nanny Prescott, that was kind of an ingenious idea, getting Michelle Moogle to come to church.
Well, honey, she needs law just like everybody else.
But I mean, did you realise that Kevin Davis was literally going to preach a sermon against gossip that day?
Honey, no, I didn't, but the law moves in a mysterious way, child. Now, at the Moogle Cafe, still no one's in there. Well, I didn't get my fried chicken the first time, let's try again, love. Hey, Sally, how's it going?
Not great, thanks to you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look here.
Let me see, your aunt just posted, niece tried to sabotage aunt's career by getting the pastor to speak against gossiping, and now the competition, the Keller's aunt paper's getting more paper.
Because your idea, she thinks that I literally caught Kevin Davis to go and say bad about gossiping to hurt her business, which is now has hurt her business.
Well, honey, you can say she's now joining you because your business has been hurt too.
But I didn't say anything of the sort.
Well, honey, you know how everyone else's reputation.
I wasn't even involved in this. It's all her.
Well, honey, she's learning what goes around comes around, honey. And besides, there's slack gossip, there's quality gossip, which is all still sin and gossip. But honey, she's clearly been dealing with the former, not with the latter. See how the latter bad look at everyone.
Yeah, can we have some fried chicken? I am not serving you two.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let your institution like Michelle Mogul's business go down under, love, and we'll go to La Vista's restaurant. I'm sure there's some Philadelphia porridge. We might as well go to competition. If the Kelowan's gonna succeed, well, we're gonna let La Vista succeed. You have fun now, Sally.
Wait, I didn't mean it.
Honey, we did, though. Bye-bye.
I feel a bit harsh sometimes.
Well, see, it's practically fools out, Luca. Besides, I'm wondering if La Vista restaurant's fried chicken now a lot better these days.
You've been listening to What's Going on in Grassville. I'm your co-host, Thomas Taylor. Thanks so everyone for listening to and coming on board. It's so great to have you. We're back on track to your usual schedule, so do see us every Wednesday from 12 o'clock for new episodes. But until next time, bye for now.